I'm on the budget committee in the European Parliament, and I just want to make sure that Peace Plus funding is secured in the next 7-year budget, that we can't just assume it'll be there. And as you said, in Donegal alone, there's been 7.6 million being paid out across 32 local projects in 2025 and 2026. And as you mentioned, one of them there, there's also the mall, the redevelopment of the mall in Ballyshannon, and also playgrounds in Inishowen and Glenties. And there's also been initiatives to improve digital skills and addiction support as well, for healthier lifestyle programs for young people. So it's hugely important that we keep this funding stream going. We're hearing positive noises in Brussels, which is welcome, but we cannot be complacent. And there's lots of competing pressures on the next budget, so nothing is guaranteed. That's why last week I tabled amendments in the European Parliament to protect the funding going forward. As we know, Brexit has caused a lot of uncertainty for community groups and sports clubs that rely on the support. So that's something that I really want to protect and to give more clarity for. But also the UK government needs to stand by its commitments too when the next funding round starts in 2028 as well. So we know how important Peace Plus is at protecting peace and supporting communities, and we need to make sure that that continues.
As you said, there is a cross-border element to this, and many of the projects supported by Peace Plus, by their very nature, are cross-border projects with very close links between Donegal and the neighbouring counties of Derry, Tyrone, Fermanagh. Is there ongoing contact between the EU and the UK in terms of ensuring that continues?
Yeah, that's it. I'm actually on UK-EU Partnerships Assembly, and it's something that I always raise, that the Peace Plus funding is hugely important for those areas. It's been transformative for some areas, and that's something that we need to keep banging the drum about how important it is. We know there's more pressures on the next 7-year budget, as I said. So it's working with my other Irish colleagues, and keeping the pressure on that this Peace Plus funding is hugely important for the area.